Life is like a jigsaw puzzle that came without a box. We as children did our best to put a picture together. Margachi writes, life is a jigsaw puzzle where our own life is at stake. Some of the pieces we find and put together during our life, but others are given to us already put together in bigger chunks by our parents and teachers. Given that life comes without a box cover, the picture of how the finished product should look, we do our best to put a coherent picture together, using the elements we find and using the elements our teachers, our parents give us, who also don't know what the finished picture should look like. We are really screwed. 8 billion different pictures, each with elements of how it should be, how it ought to be, how it's fair and how we should be treated, how we should rank in the world, what we should do. A total mess. And even though how we should be, what we should do with our lives is almost completely hard-coded in our shared DNA. We are deaf to our inner guidance, and we listen to words instead. And words are cheap. Everyone can say whatever they want, and we can't tell the difference, so we choose what we like and what we don't. And we don't even consider that there are hard-coded maps in our shared system. And because everyone ignores it, and because everyone says a lot of BS, we are lost, and struggle, and try to make it through this mess we call life. My work is to enable you to find your way according to your DNA, and leave the Maya, the imaginary word of words. Words that can be made up randomly, with one and only one purpose, to take you away from your core, your spirit, your soul, and render you flotsam. The phase of this work we are in is the work to remove the words, remove the delusions, remove the random made-up rules and expectations we have, either because we made them up, or because we learned them from other flotsam. One of the striking commonality among all the people I have observed is that there is some configuration of the puzzle pieces that they insist is true, even though it is at the root of their unsuccessful, unaccomplished life, maybe even suffering. Giving that up is scary, but unless they do, unless you do, all the work we do here is meaningless. Whatever you are holding onto is keeping the final picture the same. And none of the original design can show up, none of the magnificence of the original design can show up. Let's look for a moment at the puzzle you put together. From the pieces you made up and the pieces that your culture, your parents, your peers, your teachers, your government, your religious leader have given you. The formation of the most stuck puzzle happened when the little person, you, looked at someone who had it without ever having to done, seemingly, for it. I am using student examples, hoping that this can help them. Seeing what built their mirage that led them to where they're at. In one case, they could have what you couldn't. Run around, seemingly do whatever they wanted. Our little boy had asthma. A condition that, according to his mother, could kill him. So to spare the little boy's life, he was not allowed to play with the others. So he made up the puzzle center, they can't but I can't. And there is the core of his identity, they are allowed and can, but he can't. He can do only what he can do effortlessly. Meaning not much. Read, listen, but not do. No effort allowed. Another student saw her mother have everything a person can want, lying in bed, being served goodies, not doing anything. She made up that if she wants what she wants, she needs to lie in bed and wait for what she wants to come to her. She didn't know that her mother had an endangered pregnancy. And she would have rather do what she was doing before than lying in bed. This puzzle picture is almost as restrictive as the previous one. Obviously, they put together puzzles don't even remotely look like what life, reality is like, if you want to be successful. Another student has a similar story. She felt slighted all her life. When she was little, she wanted to sleep in her parents' bed. And was punished. When she had eczema, she wanted to play with the other kids. And wasn't allowed. She put together her puzzle to say, they won't allow me to do what I want, have what I want. I have to force it if I want to have it. You see, that is a puzzle that doesn't work well with life, doesn't work well with others. The more inaccurate was your assessment in your early years about life, the less successful your picture allows you to be. So what can you do if your picture is all messed up, delusional, and restrictive? I have and we have tested some energetic solutions. Why not talk therapy? In my experience, talk therapy doesn't work much. Looking at my own personal evolution, the potent and effective interventions were all energetic. They proved to me, in reality, somewhat forcefully, that my put-together picture was not how the world was. Inexpensive, on-location courses lead by master trainers. Some of Landmark's older offerings like the 6-day course, the partnership course for some, definitely for me, Peak Potentials camps. If you don't have the time, the money, then these are not going to be your choice. So, instead, I have been working on creating energies that can set you free, send you back to the puzzle board and rearrange the puzzle pieces. One of the most potent processes is the pulling of the anchor to doom. Dramatic changes. But not enough. We are working with the Bach energies now. From the early reactions, I see that it has the potential to redo the whole puzzle. To put people back into puzzle mode, but this time based on reality, not on the perception of a three-year-old. Some dramatic changes I myself have experienced. My puzzle said that unless I behave inappropriately, I will be ignored. Being ignored is like not being alive, it is like being dead. So I have lived like that all my life, being inappropriate. Lots of punishments, lots of suffering. Lots of drama, but lots of attention. At some point I played the energy of the drama queen, and I could feel what I have always felt. And then, oops, the behavior disappeared. Yesterday I felt the urge to run the script. And recognized it for what it was, and I didn't have to. This was the first time I didn't. I missed the drama, I missed being seen, I missed being punished. But I proved to myself that I am not dead. Really? This was the last puzzle piece I was able to replace with something more compatible with life. With reality. With workability. I know the pull will probably remain. But now I know I don't have to act on it. Even if you just dislodge and invalidate some of your early assumptions that made up your puzzle picture, you can become more appropriate to life, more effective, have more energy and attention to what makes a difference for you. It's interesting that the last puzzle piece to go for me was the first false belief puzzle piece. This may not be the rule, but my hunch is that it may be. After all the other non-fitting pieces came on the shoulder of this first one. A disproportionate percentage of people who follow me have a magical view of life, much like the two first examples I listed. To a three-year-old, everything that other people get looks like it just came out of the blue. For a three-year-old, the concept of past, the concept of earning, the concept of give and take doesn't exist yet. So when they get something, it comes out of the blue. When someone else gets something, attention, hugs, food, fun, it always looks like playing favorites, not that they earned it, deserved it, worked for it, or needed it. It feels, to a three-year-old, that what the other got should have been theirs. Thus the really frequent feeling of being slighted, having drawn the short stick. And the resulting anger, hate, vengefulness. So you see, unless you reset your puzzle to match life and reality better, your life, especially your inner life, is screwed. Interestingly, every soul correction has a predictable reaction to that first incident at age 3. The soul's intention for you is to correct that. But because of the words, because of your decision of what the incident meant, you can't hear anything other than what you said. The Bach energy allows you, leads you to go back and correct what you misconstrued, misunderstood and considered injustice. When you are done with all your Bach profile energies, you'll be free to live a life that is inner guided. A life lived with inner authority. It's a process. Start with the easiest. Or one of the easiest in your profile. It will take a while. But every result will transform you to a person who interfaces with life more powerfully, more effectively, being able to produce results more to your liking. All you need is your profile, the Bach energies, and an MP3 player, your smartphone and earbuds. The best way to go about this process is to pick one profile item, let's say it's Vine. The energy of being right and forcing it. Wanting the whole world behave the way you say it's right. My way or the highway. Almost everyone has Vine. And set your MP3 player or your audio share app to looping the audio, and play it as often and as long as you can. The energy will do the rest. If you are a coaching client of mine, or if you are in the Inner Authority course, you can also ask for some mental/intellectual word support. It does help in bearing the bad feeling, and remove the faulty puzzle piece, but not mandatory. The most inexpensive way to get some guidance for you is in the Hero program. It has two tiers. You get a private area to communicate with me. And get guidance if that seems to be the case. You pay weekly and you can cancel any time. One of the benefits of being in the Hero program is that it needs you to be consistent and regular, and when you manage to be that way, it alters who you are for yourself. You can also use the same framework, private area, daily promises, to accomplish anything. Literally anything that is in your power to accomplish. I pretty much only provide the echo. So you are not alone. And lost. To get your full Bach profile and the energies you need, the buy button is right here. Set your jigsaw puzzle right. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/Bach.